Welcome home, neighbors.
Hello, neighbors.
We're listening from
Arizona,
Florida,
Maryland,
New York,
New Jersey,
Indianapolis,
California,
Utah,
Michigan,
Iowa, Massachusetts,
Georgia,
Canada.
Our home resort is
Animal Kingdom,
Polynesian,
Great Lake Tahoe,
Old Key West,
Riviera,
Boardwalk,
Alani Resort,
Hilton Head,
Boulder Ridge,
Copper Creek,
Grand Floridian,
Saratoga Springs,
Beach Club,
and Wilderness Lodge.
And you're listening to
my
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the DVC Newscast. This is episode 133. We're doing this as a special newscast. I'm the only one on today. Both Sue and Shannon were unable to join me this week, and we wanted to be sure to get an episode out because a number of pieces of information came out earlier this week on Monday about the Fort Wilderness cabins. And so we're live streaming this. It's about a little after 7 o'clock on Wednesday. This will also go up as our regular podcast episode over the next day or so. You'll see it on all the podcasting networks, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. If you are watching this live, feel free to make comments. But if you are unable to watch it live, you can also listen to it as a podcast as well. Before I get into these pieces of information that have come out, I thought I would first thank our sponsors. And this week's sponsor is the DVC Resale Market. If you are in the market for additional DVC points and you are looking for the best and most options, DVC Resale Market is the best place to go. They are the biggest DVC resale source out there in the market. They have tons of contracts. You can go to their website. They will list out all the different options that you have there for purchasing points. In addition, if you are looking to sell your contract for whatever reason, or if you're looking to maybe trade in a contract of some sorts, there are also options around that. So check them out at dvcresalemarket.com. So with that, I'm going to get into the news pretty quickly. And a number of dates dropped on Monday. Basically, Disney put up on their website, and they also sent emails out to all the members. But some of this information was hard to gather from the emails, or even if you go to the website, you had to dig down a little bit. So I did some digging, and so these are the dates that you're looking at for purchasing, booking, anything like that. So first off, existing members will be able to purchase starting on February 1st. So that's in about 2 weeks. That will be the first, as usual, existing members adding on are always given the first choice, any resort like this. So, or any new resort that will start on February 1st. New members. So if you are looking to buy and this is your first direct contract, you have to wait until February 27th. That's when it will go on sale to non-members. I have not seen specific minimums, but we believe the minimum contract for new members will be 100 points. Existing members, again, they have not shared that, but typically existing members is 50 points for a new contract. Sometimes it's 25. They did that at some resorts, but I would make the assumption right now it's probably 50 points for existing members, but it might be 25. If you are a member and you add on February 1st or later, you can actually start booking this resort on February 15th. That will be the first opportunity to book. Now, when does the resort actually open? That's the big question, right? Right now, it is projected that the resort will be opening July 1st. They've indicated that a certain number of cabins will come online on July 1st, and more cabins will be coming online later in July. Do not expect the full 350 cabins to be available for booking in July. Like any other DVC property, they declare a certain number of cabins initially. We have not gotten information about how many they are initially declaring, so we do not know, but we expect that the initial declaration is often around 20% of the property. So that's probably what we're looking at. So you're looking at anywhere from 50 to 100 of the cabins will likely be declared initially. So again, if you add on February 1st, you can book February 15th. New members, which are able to start purchasing February 27th, they will be able to book starting March 12th. So existing members will have about a 1 month window where they will be the only ones able to book, and that should be able to give them a little bit of a priority. New members that own there will be able to start booking on March 12th. So that means you'll be able to book through from March 12th, you'll be able to book through February 12th of next year, right? 11-month window. In addition, all DVC members can book starting April 23rd. That's the 7-month window. If you are interested in checking out the cabins and you do not purchase points there, and you have points that are eligible for booking at this resort. And remember, this is under the resale restrictions. So if you have resale points you booked before January of 2019, or if you have direct points, you will be able to book at the cabins starting April 23rd with your points. 7-month window. So on April 23rd, you'll be able to book from July 1st through November 23rd. My guess is the cabins will book up pretty fast at 7 months, considering a lot of people will want to try them out. Now, one piece of information we do not yet have on these is how much the membership dues are going to be each year. That has not yet been released. Obviously, by February 1st, we should have that number. We had an episode last week of the regular show with Chad and Tim from DVCnews.com, and we discussed this, and we were all kind of in agreement that we're probably going to see a membership due price that is on the higher side, but we do not at this time have any official word what that price is going to be. Keep an eye on the My DVC Points community on Facebook, and I'm sure that as soon as we get that information, it'll get posted and it'll get discussed. Again, a lot of us are speculating that it'll probably be on the higher side because they're standalone units. There's considerations for like storms and things like that versus a single building. Each building will have to be heated and cooled individually, so there's expecting to be potentially some higher costs on maintenance. So the other thing that did drop was the official points charts. And I'm not going to go over every single category. If you go online, there's lots of places. You can go to the DVC member website. You can see the points charts right there. What I will say is the range is from the low for a week is 111 points during the low season, which is September, up to the highest level is 232 points for a week, and that's Christmas week and Easter week. You know, you can pretty much anticipate any dates would be within those two ranges. The majority of dates, the main four categories, are between 132 points and 160 points per week. This is not surprising based on what we knew. It's on the high end for studios. Basically, when we discussed this last week, if you look at Grand Floridian Standard View, a lot of the points are pretty close to that. The exception is in the summertime, it's about 10 points more for a cabin than it is for a Standard View at Grand Floridian. But a lot of times it's within a few points. Some weeks it's a little less, some weeks it's a little more. But you can go out there and look at those charts if you're interested. Personally, I'm glad to see that these cabins are at a reasonable point price. Yes, they are a one-bedroom unit, and they have kitchens, but to me, they are not the same as the standard one-bedroom for most of DVC. And so I was fully expecting them to be one-bedroom pricing, and I'm glad to see that they are not one-bedroom pricing. That is the biggest thing. So I'm sure a lot of people are going to be trying them out because of that. And again, I think at the 7-month mark, there will be a lot of popularity, especially early on. There always are. Every new resort, when it opens up, everybody's booking it. You know, at April 23rd date, if you want to try out the cabins, you may want to get on there early. As far as ownership, I can't speak for everybody. It's not something I'm interested in. You know, it's something I'd probably try out at one point. But to me, I've gotten used to, I know that a lot of people say it's, you know, deluxe Disney at moderate prices or whatever, but to me, staying at Fort Wilderness is not deluxe, regardless of how nice the cabin is. And I tend to prefer resorts that are more convenient to the parks. Now, lots of people love these cabins. I know lots of DVC members love these cabins, so I'm sure it's going to be very popular. I'm not going to be someone here to say, oh, why would you stay there? I get it. I get why you would stay there. You know, it's great for if you have, you know, relatively local and you have a dog or two, you're allowed to bring two dogs. So very convenient for some people and save money on kenneling, even though you still have to pay $30 a night to bring your dog along. But that still might be, if you have two dogs, it still might be cheaper than kenneling in some areas. And, you know, again, if you have two, three kids, you got the bunk beds, especially smaller kids, lots of good reasons for it. Some people like to spend a lot of time at the fort. That's another thing. You can take a week there and only spend two or three days at the parks and then enjoy all this that Fort Wilderness offers. It's really up to the individual whether they like something like this or not. I think it's a good addition. As I said, even though it's not for me, I think it's a good addition for DVC to have these cabins in the system for as a direct member to be able to, if you want to take this kind of a vacation, that you have that option. I think that's good. I'd be a little leery of buying only because of the resale. I think the resale restrictions are going to hurt this location more than any other one so far, which the other two are only Riviera and Disneyland Hotel. If you can only, on a resale contract, you can only book at these cabins. That is not something that I think a lot of people would be interested. It's one thing to say a lot of people would like to try it. I think a lot less people would like to be stuck with it as their only option. There's people out there, I'm sure, that it's like, this is what I want. I want to stay here. Those people might want to wait for resale because I think resale prices, it's always hard to say initially because the first couple contracts, there's so few of them. But I think, you know, 2 years from now, I would expect fairly low resale pricing for these contracts 2-3 years from now as more come on the market. With that, unless anybody has any comments out there, there's a few people watching, but again, I just wanted to record a short episode. There hasn't been any other news come out this week. I do know that Cali River Rapids was announced that it's going to reopen in March. We didn't have a date before now, so that's a little bit of news. But other than that, we haven't really gotten any news this week beyond these cabins, but it's big enough news related to DVC that I did want to get an episode out, even though I wasn't able to get Shannon or Sue or Vicky to join. Hopefully you enjoyed listening to this and found it informative. If you do, if you're listening to this on iTunes, please give us a 5-star review. Those good reviews really help the podcast get seen. Also, make sure to check out the other podcasts on the MyDVC Points, the Community Hall, which broadcasts on Sundays, as well as Chad's MyDVC Points podcast. We recently, again, did a episode with Chad and Tim from DVCnews.com and talked about a lot of different stuff about the cabins. So if you're interested in the cabins, you might want to go back and listen to that episode. It's a pretty good one. With that, I'm going to thank our sponsors, the World of DVC, which is made up of DVC Resale Market, DVC Rental Store, and Monera Financial for sponsoring this and all the MyDVC Points podcasts. And with that, I am going to say we're going to see you real soon.
Ladies and gentlemen, please watch your head and step as you exit, and take small children by the hand.
Aw, cheer up, Dad. You know I'll come back. With DVC.
MyDVC Points is an unofficial Disney-inspired podcast created by fans of Disney Vacation Club. The thoughts expressed in this podcast are personal opinions and personal experiences. MyDVC Points is not affiliated with Disney Vacation Club, the Walt Disney Companies, or any subsidiaries. We encourage listeners to contact their DVC guide or member services for official DVC policies.